And the next big contest, it's a political one, Super Tuesday. 24 states have presidential contests tomorrow. Morning Edition asked its polling team, Democrat Stan Greenberg and Republican Glenn Bolger, to see how likely voters are feeling about their choices for president. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Our poll shows the mood of voters staying remarkably stable and downbeat. Big majorities, 68 to 23, still think the country's on the wrong track. President Bush's approval ratings are still under 40%, but there is something new, says Democrat Stan Greenberg.
There's now a crystallization on the presidential level around real candidates, and there that's moved the generic ballot. Whether you'd vote for an unnamed candidate has made that closer.
The generic ballot asks voters whether they'd vote for an unnamed Democratic or Republican candidate if the election were held today. In our past polls, Democrats have had a double-digit advantage here, but now that's gone. Democrats are only ahead by 5 points. And in a year where there hasn't been much good news for the GOP, that narrowing gap is heartening to our Republican pollster, Glenn Bolger.
When you see that McCain is ahead of Senator Clinton by 3 points and ahead of Obama by 1 point, it underscores that these are actual candidates running as opposed to party labels.
And right now, the Democratic Party label is doing better than the Democratic candidates. When the two Democratic frontrunners are matched hypothetically against the Republican frontrunner, they produce two very different scenarios. Stan Greenberg.
Obviously, Senator Clinton has higher negatives, but she certainly mobilizes Democrats and consolidates Democrats. That's evident in this survey. That's also true on the Republican side when she runs, and you have a race in which independents break for the Republicans. When Obama and McCain run, it's a totally different race. The independents are divided evenly.
Elizabeth Stonecipher, a retired nurse from Pekin, Illinois, echoes the thinking of many other independents. If she went Republican in November, she says, she'd pick McCain.
I think he's authentic, whether you agree with all of his views, and I don't. I like him as a person.
If she decided to vote Democratic, she'd go with Obama.
I see him as certainly more authentic than Hillary Clinton. I'm disillusioned, disappointed. I do not see her as authentic. She is truly a politician from the word go.
Stacey Nichols is a Republican from Amherst, New York, who may be part of John McCain's problem consolidating the conservative base of his party.
Frankly, I'm not thrilled with the Republican candidates, but at this point, I think Romney probably is the better one. John McCain, I don't believe he is a true conservative.
No matter who she runs against, a stubborn 36% of likely voters in our poll say there is no chance at all they'd vote for Hillary Clinton. Barbara Schrum, a stay-at-home mom from El Cajon, California, is one of them.
Well, if she was running against bin Laden, yeah, I'd vote for her.
Voters like Barbara Schrum are the reason Glenn Bolger says Republicans would be better off running against Senator Clinton.
Given how well she unites the Republican base behind the Republican candidate, for example, against John McCain, she gets 5% of the Republican vote compared to Obama's 13%. What is amazing to me is how well she unites the Democratic base. Whether that would hold true in November, you know, obviously there's a long way between now and the election.
And Stan Greenberg says consolidating the Democratic base is crucial.
This is a year when being the Democrat matters. The Democrats in this poll, by 4 points, there are more people who identify with the Democrats than Republicans. In most other polls, it's bigger than that. And having this level of consolidation and energy is a big factor going in.
And it's one of the most significant factors about this election cycle. The enthusiasm gap between Republicans and Democrats is huge. And right now, it's working against the Republicans. Glenn Bolger.
Well, let's face it. Right now, the Democratic primary is a lot sexier than the Republican primary. You have a young, charismatic African-American with the best chance of being elected a president of any African-American ever in this country. You have a woman who is the most serious female candidate for president ever in this country. On the Republican side, none of the candidates are seen as rock stars like a Barack Obama or, to clearly some segment of the Democratic electorate, a Hillary Clinton.
And Democratic enthusiasm is higher by every measure. The amount of money raised, the number of people who watch the debates, and the turnout in the early contests. Democrats, at least at this point, appear to be fired up and ready to go, even though our head-to-head matchups suggest this election could be very close. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
And if you'd like to read complete poll results, you can do that at npr.org/elections.